Six. That's 402-466-3776. Now back to the show.
Welcome back into Dragons and Hooks.
You don't know that song either.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, Chameleon.
Karma Chameleon?
Yeah.
You heard that one?
I heard that one.
Okay.
That's probably about six.
About the same age?
About the same age when that song came out. Welcome back in the show. Thanks for tuning in. Hope everyone's having a great Wednesday. Kicking off, getting you to lunch as quick as possible. Still a few more minutes to get in the show. 402-466-3776. 402-466-ESPN. Anything? And we've got about 10 minutes left. We'll be able to catch up with Jameson Welsh here shortly. Again, if you didn't hear recently that they have postponed the Sunday game versus the Titans and the Steelers, possible to move it to Monday night. So, again, take note of that from a fantasy perspective. I know I just texted Nick, and he texted an explicit back. So it would really hurt his fantasy team if that doesn't happen. But they could get it to a Monday night, depending on testing and things like that, if they can do it safely. So with that, though, we were going to talk a little college football as college football moves on with the ACC, the Big 12, the SEC. Some good football this week. And again, I'm a guy that I like watching college sports. I'm a college sports guy. And I started really watching college football last week as the SEC returned. And just some of the matchups that you get, because if you're playing that schedule, and as good as the SEC has been, as good as it looks like they are this year, again, you're getting some top matchups.
And a couple of things that I've really, just noticed, out of the gate with, everything that's gone on, that teams that seem to be doing a little bit better, that look a little bit more crisp, are the teams that have that returning quarterback. I think that, with teams trying to all of a sudden get the green light, get back to practicing, having that guy under center, the signal caller that's familiar with whatever system that school is running is paying huge dividends. Probably evident from watching LSU, losing a quarterback who put up numbers that had never been seen in college football before, having to play someone else in, even though you've got a lot of stars returning on that team. I think ultimately, they weren't in rhythm. And you would think with this layoff that the defense would have some advantages, but with a lot of these teams not practicing, a lot of these defenses haven't been doing live hitting. Mm-hmm. So, we talked with Robin earlier, about the defense and how that's going to look this year. I think that's going to be imperative as Nebraska starts their schedule too, is how crisp does that defense look? You've got, you've got some guys to replace, yes, on that defensive mm-hmm. line. But we've talked countless times about the talent that we have coming up there. But how familiar are they going to be with the calls? How much live hitting are they getting in practice? That's going to be imperative, because you're going to be, you're getting the ultimate test week one.
Yep. As you're looking at some of the games that are coming up this weekend, it's some fun games to look at as teams lost and they'll bounce back or big wins. You'll get in the Big 12, Texas Tech, who had the overtime loss to Texas, who came way back in a short amount of time to beat them in overtime. You'll get, they go to K-State, who comes off a really big win against Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a game that'll be, you watch the classic, which team bounces which way.
Right, right. Does K-State ride that momentum? Mm-hmm. Or, does Texas Tech, come out angry after, that to me, that was as much Texas winning that game as it basically was Texas Tech just losing it, running out at the end, not getting their onside kick and such. And K-State, are they still mm-hmm. riding the win, or have they moved on and get ready to focus for that next team on the schedule? That's always a big thing. I think you got two enormous games. Obviously, SEC is going to have a lot yep. of teams ranked right now. They always do. Plus, they got a little bit of a head start over our conference. Alabama A&M.
Alabama currently a 17-point favorite, by the way.
Wow.
Number 2 versus number 13.
And
wow.
I think everybody, you know, and I don't want to say everybody. There's a few Alabama fans sprinkled here in Lincoln. I'm not sure where they came from. I'm probably Alabama, but you know what I'm saying. I'm one of those people that I enjoy watching Alabama lose.
Yep. Also out there, you know, another team, we just mentioned Oklahoma, now ranked 18th in the country, going to Iowa State this week.
And only about a touchdown, seven. A half-point favorite. So I think that's a combination of maybe, hey, you know, Oklahoma, you've had this great run of quarterbacks over the last several years, winning Heisman trophies, being high draft choices. The new guy, his name escapes me right now, the true freshman, very highly ranked.
Radley.
Yes.
Spencer Radley.
Very highly ranked. But, you know, in his first showing, you know, it wasn't what Oklahoma was used to. Now, obviously, in two or three years, we're going to be talking about something different. But I think that also speaks volume about just the quiet job that Matt Campbell continues to do there at Iowa State.
Yep. Also, I think a lot of people, I don't know if the game's on, you know, just from a perspective of watching the defending national champion, as we saw against Mississippi State, struggled in the secondary quite a bit. They'll return. They'll go to Vandy to play this week, and they're about a 3-touchdown favorite.
They'll bounce back. You know, there's some pride there. You know, you just, you know, for those that know Bo Pelini, he's still a prideful person in what his defense looked like last week. I'm sure there was some meetings this week and some things that will get tweaked and fixed. Obviously, still an SEC school. You can't overlook it, even though it is Vanderbilt. But look for LSU to definitely bounce back there.
And I would probably say game of the week, if you're out there, if you had to pick a game of the week out there, number four, Georgia will be hosting number seven, Auburn, in this game. And it is a tie win. Obviously, last week, Georgia's starting quarterback was out. He's been medically cleared. He returns this week. And so you'll have that game.
Definitely, you know, it's a good measuring stick for both squads. You know, early on, you got two teams that are desperately wanting to, you know, and no offense to LSU, but probably knock off Alabama from being the favorite in the SEC. Obviously, with Georgia being in the other half, I don't think it's as crucial if they were to lose as it would be for Auburn to get one game behind Alabama in the standings. Yep. You know what? And to be honest with you, just depending on how an Auburn-Alabama game was to shake out late in the season, this possibly could be the first of two meetings between these two teams.
Yep.
Very easily.
Yep. So don't forget also today, big sports day. You got all 16 major league teams will be playing in about, first game in about 37 minutes or so.
That's your squad too, isn't
it? That's my squad. Yeah, they'll be taking on the Reds and Trevor Bauer. Offense versus the pitching.
We got about a minute until we got to get to Jameson, but it's really interesting. They're saying that Steelers-Titans game might be played on Tuesday.
On Tuesday?
Tuesday night football,
bum, huh?
Bum, bum, bum.
Really?
That would be good.
That would be fine.
Also, game one of the finals tonight.
Game one of the finals. I'm taking Lakers. Yeah. I'm Jameson. I said this before. I'm taking them in five.
Okay.
Lakers in five. I think there's just that roster's too good.
I'll take Lakers in six. I might even think this gets to a game seven. I think the Heat like to fight.
Yep, and you can hear that game right here on ESPN 1480 tonight.
I'll take Heat game one. How's that?
Okay.
Oh,
I like it.
You're that guy.
Yep, I'm that guy.
All right, everyone, have a great day out there. We're going to get to Jameson Welch coming up.